This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I just know what I can do. You know, at the end of the day, you got to believe in yourself. The world already is moving at a way to where people are scared to take risks, but it's not a risk. I know what I believe in. I lean on my faith. I lean on God. God is real to me. So at the end of the day, I lean on him. You know, I trust. I know what I can do. I work my ass off every single off season. I work my ass off every single season. And I just know that I'm the type of player that's going to show it.
That is Bills wide receiver Elijah Moore from his one-on-one with Sal Capaccio. You can check that out on our website, WGR550.com. I think the curiosity in Moore right now is as high as any player on the team right now this spring as you try to learn about new guys and, you know, interests and whatnot. I'm very interested in what Moore is going to do. And Sal had a sit-down with him, so be sure to check it out.
We did actually stand up, though, when we talked.
Oh, okay. So maybe...
he was standing and I was standing, but we were only... We were facing each other and there was nobody else around, so yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be... There weren't any chairs in the vicinity. You'd just sit on the ground.
He was actually...
Hey, Elijah, you want to just sit on the ground and we'll talk? That'd be weird.
It's kind of funny how these things happen. You know, sometimes you set these interviews up with Bill's PR, the player, and you know, you say, "Hey, I want to have a one-on-one," because when you do it like that, like they know, hey, it's just this person, so no other, you know, media. You're asking specific questions that you want to do a story for, and then what generally happens, though, to really peek behind the curtain, a lot of times at OTAs, it's, hey, when the guys come off the field, you just walk up to them, you can start talking to them. There's certain players you just don't do that with, like Josh Allen's one of them. You don't, you know, just sure. Certain times where he talks, he doesn't talk. So Moore and Josh Palmer were actually doing a sit down. I think maybe with Andy Young Spectrum News, or was it? I can't remember. Maybe it was Channel 247. I don't remember.
Yes,
I apologize.
Yes, I think it was.
Okay, and they were doing a sit down after practice, and then they were walking across the field house back to the locker room, and I walked up to both of them and said hi and introduced myself, and I said, "Elijah, do you have a couple minutes for me?" And he said, "Sure." And he just stopped, and we just chatted. It was not even pre-planned, which was so great. A lot of times, that's what you get. You get the better stuff when it's not even pre-planned like that. It's just like, hey, there was nobody else around, and I said, "Hey, you want to chat for a couple minutes?" Mm-hmm. Started talking to him, and I really just loved the conversation. Wrote about it at WGR550.com, and you're the bet on himself. I think one of the big things, Joe, for me was him saying, you know, you don't – he didn't – I'm going to paraphrase a little bit here. He said, basically, when you come in the league, you don't think, like, how much system matters and how much being – like around your play, the teammates you have matters to your success. And it kind of takes you, and it took him at least a little bit to really realize that it takes everybody and the system and the right fit, right? Yeah. And he didn't trash the Jets or the Browns or the quarterbacks we listed or anything like that. But the reason why, because I specifically asked him, why did you come to Buffalo when you could have stayed in Cleveland for more guaranteed money, right? You could have done that.
Mm-hmm.
He had 3.5 on the table, a little less than that, to stay in Cleveland on the rare, unrestricted free agent tender. He chose to come to Buffalo for a less guaranteed salary, but more to make an incentives.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, reading the words, listening to him, you could tell it's, look, I'm in a better situation here. This will fit me better. I'm playing with the league MVP. Like, all those things go into it. But a lot of it was self-reflection on, like, I think I understand now what I need to be successful in this league. It's not just me coming in and saying, I'm going to be great.
Yeah, very cool. He. I was just looking into his college career a little bit, too, because I think you mentioned this to him, right? That, like, people here at the station, I know others did, I think Mike did, too, loved him as an idea for the Bills in the draft a couple of years ago when he came out. His career at Ole Miss, I had forgotten he is on that Ole Miss team that was loaded with NFL players that didn't really win because they didn't have, I mean, in addition to all the quarterbacks you just had me name from in the NFL that he had, he was on that Ole Miss team that had all the talent and they couldn't put it together because they didn't actually have a great quarterback. That Ole Miss team that he was on, as a freshman at least, when he caught 400 yards, had A.J. Brown at the top, had DK Metcalf, and had Dawson Knox on it as well. So Knox and Moore would have been college teammates at least for a year. So
we spoke with him about that, like, when he first signed, like, playing with Dawson Knox at Ole Miss a little bit. I believe Dawson Knox went to Ole Miss as a quarterback, I think, and then he transitioned to tight end, I think, if I remember correctly.
He is listed here. I guess he doesn't have a position in 2016, so maybe he was that freshman year. I mean, it's kind of crazy. Knox, you know, Allen is the pinnacle example of this, like, didn't do a lot in college and then has been a superstar in the NFL. Dawson Knox in his junior year, his last year going into the draft, 12 games, 15 catches, 284 yards, and no touchdowns. Like, that's
okay. Here,
that's crazy.
The Oxford Eagle, which I'm guessing is some sort of paper around there. He was once, Dawson Knox, a walk-on quarterback at Ole Miss, and then an underappreciated tight end. There you go.
Okay, there you go. So I want to get to an exercise relating to this, but Ron and Alden's been waiting on hold. I want to get him in before we kind of figure out, like, what's Elijah Moore's role in the offense, some of these other guys as well. Ron and Alden on the phone here. What's up, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. I called the afternoon show the other day and posed a question, and I want to do it with you guys. Sean McDermott, you know, he's been the one constant since, you know, pretty much this whole run began the last 8, 10 years, whatever it's been now. And if we have the same season this year, you know, no injuries, I mean, like, no Allen plays, and, you know, we win 13, 14 games, win the division by basically Thanksgiving, we're flowing the playoffs. You know, we beat a team we're supposed to, but then we lose to Cincinnati or KC, and once again, no Super Bowl appearance. Where is McDermott on this? Is his seat even warm yet? And I know, Sal, you're a little bit closer to the team. That's why I really wanted to call in and get your perspective on this. Would he possibly, is there a chance he could be fired? I'm saying if the same season's been, and just once again, we can't get past like KC again, at some point, one constant besides Josh Allen has been McDermott. Something's got to give eventually. I just want your thoughts on it, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
You know, whenever people ask me this question, I assume they're coming from a place where they say, hey, I think it's time to make a change if that happens, which I think is a fair argument for anybody to make. But my answer is always the same, which is, do you think the owner would do that? I just don't, right? That's what the answer to the question from the caller would be. If you want me to answer that question, it's not what would Sal Capaccio do? Yeah, I think that if Sean McDermott has the same season, there's always a discussion of, okay, just like there has been, you know, do you have the guy that's going to get you over the hump? But at the same time, if you have the same season, that means they've now won 6 straight AFC Division East Division championships, and they've gone, you know, deep in the playoffs again, maybe to the AFC championship or whatever, which is really saying a lot. I think he's a really good coach. But the question really is, would the owner make that change in that scenario?
Right.
What would it take for him to make that change? I think it would have to be drastically short of what the caller just described, Joe. That's my opinion. Like, I think it would have to take not the same season. It would be like, okay, you only won 9 games and went out in the first round. Didn't, you know, you made the wild card, something like that. That's where I think you have that discussion coming from that standpoint. I understand fans having it, you know, like,
sure.
There's a big difference between if a fan thinks that his seat should be warm or hot versus do you think the owner would actually do that? You have an owner that right now is, you know, has a hockey team that has the longest playoff drought in professional sports right now, tied with the Jets, or actually, I guess the Jets are technically ahead of them.
They're a few months. They're a few months longer.
Yeah, by a few months. And he's gone through a lot of different changes on that side, and he has something in football that he probably would covet to have in hockey, which is continuity and stability. And that's what Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean, the caller said, the one constant. That's actually a good thing in a lot of ways, I'm guessing, to Terry Pegula. He's had a constant coach and GM and quarterback that have won five straight AFC divisional championships and been in playoffs in six of the last 7 years.
Right. Well, even on the Sabres end, like, the continuity
the last
point.
Last 6 years, seven of eight.
I mean, yeah. Kevin Adams is going into his sixth season as the general manager.
Yeah.
So you're even seeing it on that end. I understand why the question is asked. I do not believe his seat is warm in any way.
No.
I would understand anyone wondering, though, could his seat ever get warm without them having a fall on your face type of season? Like, could it ever get warm just from playoff failure? Is there ever a point where you winning the division every year and losing in the second round in the divisional round or the conference championship could cause him to have his seat warm? And I don't know the answer to that question. Right now, I think the answer is a definite no. What about in 5 years? I don't know. Like, it's so far out, it's tough to predict. I think there's a chance that they could go Josh Allen's entire career, and if they won the division every year and didn't make the Super Bowl, I'm not sure they would ever make a change. I don't know. I don't know how, but that's so far in the future. Again, that's so tough to predict. The way I feel about it is without a couple of seasons in a row even where they win, like, they have a year where they win five games for some reason. There's injuries or whatever, and I don't know. Josh at 33 isn't as athletic anymore, and they win six. Like, I don't know. The way I usually feel about it, Sal, is that it would take the quarterback doing it. It would take the quarterback having a problem with the coach and going to ownership about it, and I don't think, one, there is anything between Josh and McDermott that would spark that, and two, I don't even think Josh comes off as the type of guy that would even do it, even if there was a problem.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Does that make sense?
Yes. I largely agree. At some point, right? Like, I always believed this same conversation. Like, I remember living down in Florida and having this same discussion with Tony Dungy and the Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was crazy to think that the team would ever actually move off of him because of the success they were having, even though they never got to the Super Bowl. Same thing at the Andy Reid in Philadelphia. Those organizations did ultimately make changes.
Right.
Right. And in the Bucs case, they won the Super Bowl the next year. In the Eagles' case, they eventually did, but they weren't as good right away, right? I mean, it took a couple changes to actually get there, right? I think I have to go back and look at the Eagles, you know, timeline there. You know, the argument is always made, like, what are you going to get? Who's coming in? And I agree with that. Like, I saw somebody in the bullpen yesterday. I see this sometimes. By the way, shout out bullpen. How are you doing today? Haven't really been checking in on it too much today, but somebody in the bullpen today said, why does nobody ever bring up just moving McDermott to defensive coordinator? Like, that's just, that's that never crazy. Happens. Have you ever heard of that ever happening in the NFL? Like, a coach just goes to be a coordinator and they move somebody in their place? That doesn't happen. Either he's the head coach or he's not anymore. Period.
Yeah, you're not getting demoted. And then have a new head coach with the former head coach behind him. No one, that guy wouldn't want that. So, yeah, that's not happening. That's the one argument, though, that sometimes I'll push back on. Like, I am not team fire McDermott right now. I actually have been very impressed with how McDermott has evolved over time in so many areas. Not even just, like, you know, he's a little more chill in the last 12 to 14 months, it appears. Like, I'm not even talking about that. His willingness to be a pass-heavy offense until really last season, when the league kind of dictated that. He has become one of the most progressive coaches on fourth down decision making. He obviously has been a very good defensive mind until some of these postseason games where they fall. And that's been even with seasons like last year, where it's almost amazing they were able to keep the defense together at times when you've got like four or five backups playing in some games. Remember the Miami game earlier in the year where like Cam Lewis is playing and DeMar Hamlin is playing and, you know, Baylen Specter is on the field, like, and still, just Tua and the Dolphins can't do anything. So I'm prefacing this with I actually like where the Bills are right now with their head coach. I am impressed with what McDermott presently is.
I say this a lot too, and I get accused of just defending, you know, too much, but man, I do think there are times where you also have to appreciate like how right those things you're saying. Like there are times where like it could be worse, but man, because you have a guy that understands how to coach, you've had to plug guys in and they've still been able to win games, right? That part has gone underappreciated because the ultimate end result has not been where everybody wants to go, which is to a Super Bowl and winning a Super Bowl. But there have been times along the way over the last, you know, 6-7 years where you're like, wait a minute, look what he's actually done. Look what the team has done with some of the players they've had to put in and play in certain spots. And they deserve credit for that, not criticism for the ultimate result.
That's right. So again, this is kind of preface it though with all of that being said, I will also say personally, I am not afraid of a Bills future if McDermott is not the head coach. For two reasons.
Because they have Josh Allen.
The number one reason is definitely that they have Josh Allen. And I just don't believe that with Josh Allen playing at this level that you can be a bad team. Maybe you can't be as good as they've been, but I don't think the downside is that large. And on the other hand, and I guess this is kind of, there's overlap here, it's the same point. Because Josh Allen is your quarterback, this is not the drought Bills when they couldn't get Bill Cowher and they had to go hire a fired offensive coordinator, Chan Gailey. And I love Chan Gailey, but like he wasn't a hot candidate to be your head coach. It was just a guy that would take the job. That's not the Bills anymore. Josh Allen is your quarterback. Qualified good coaches would line up to be the Buffalo Bills head coach. Some guys might want to quit their jobs to be the Bills head coach to pair themselves with that quarterback. Jobs like that with a quarterback that good don't come available. Right?
Right.
Like when Peyton Manning was the Colts quarterback, that job never became available after he became a certain amount of good. Brady, that job never became available. Roethlisberger, that job only became available once, I guess. And then once Tomlin got it, he never let it up. You don't get a chance if you're a top-end coach to get a Josh Allen. So I think there would be a line down one Bills drive, down Abbott Road, from the best coaches in the world that would want to do it. Who would they hire, though? You know, that's a different question.
There's also no guarantee that any of those coaches would actually have any more success. You could try it. You could do that.
Sure.
There's no guarantee that would happen.
No, that's right. It would not be a guarantee. So I guess that's kind of where I am on McDermott overall, though. I'm not afraid of a different coach, but I don't need to do it now. I don't need to do it now. I don't need to rush him out the door. I mean, I don't want to say I would never get to that point. And there have even been times in the past, I'm sure the months after 13 seconds. Actually, I know the months after 13 seconds. I mean, there was anger. Like, I'm done. Like, that was fireable, what happened that day. But what's happened between then and now, there are a lot of areas that I've been impressed with. So
to go back to the original question from the caller, I just want to reiterate, my response is, because his question was, if they have the same season, is his seat warm? And my response is, I don't see the owner doing that. So no, I don't think so.
Right. Same goes for the GM?
Same goes with the GM. I think it would take one of them saying, you know, I'm done, or having internal strife or something like
sure.
that. Like,
yeah.
Those things could happen that we don't know about, right, behind the scenes. There's always things that could happen behind the scenes. I don't think through performance, if they have the same season, that Terry Pegula is like, I need to make a change. I could be wrong. I just don't see that happening. You have a new stadium opening. You could make both arguments here, which is, why would you do that when you're opening a new stadium? You had the success. You want to go in there with these guys that have had the success. Or you can make the other argument and say, well, just change everything because you're going into a new stadium. Like, it's part of the puzzle that you put together. Just like I say, him owning the Sabres and everything he's going through with them right now is part of the puzzle.
Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about this, by the way, I don't think McDermott is going anywhere for a long time. What was the best coach, well, what's the way I want to put this? The best job opening for a head coach with a superstar quarterback. When's like the last time that really has even happened?
Well, it depends what you think about Justin Herbert. But he's 2 years ago.
No, he's not as good. A guy as good as Allen is. An MVP level quarterback. Where a job opening becomes available for that quarterback. When has it ever happened? Like, there might not be a list. Who was, you know, I said pretty quickly there that the Colts job never became available. Dungy gets there after Manning, so maybe that is the job.
And then it did with...
Like, who's Manning's coach at the beginning? It's not Dungy.
Oh, no. And now I know this, too. It's, was it Ted Marchabrota?
That sounds right.
I thought it was Jim Mora.
There's Jim Mora, too. Jim Mora might have been before Manning, though. I'm looking.
Manning comes in
98.
What year? 98. It is Jim Mora.
Jim Mora.
It's Jim Mora.
Good.
But wait a minute. I want to go to, you say Dungy. I want to go further than that. They went through other. Then it was Jim Caldwell.
Oh, right. Because Dungy retired.
Right. So that was Jim. And then I would say even like Andrew Luck, you get him. He wasn't MVP level at the time.
Yeah.
But Frank Reich comes in with Andrew Luck as the quarterback still.
This isn't me making a point that McDermott should be fired. Just I want to point that out off the cuff here. But it is interesting that the couple of names we've mentioned, like, really look at Brady, Manning, and Roethlisberger. Didn't they all win Super Bowls with the next coach? Like, Roethlisberger loses Cowher to retirement. Tomlin comes in, he wins the Super Bowl. Brady is with Belichick for 25 years. He leaves, goes to Tampa with Bruce Arians. He wins the Super Bowl. Did they not win it with Caldwell?
Wait a minute. Say that again about Brady. Brady won with
He won with Arians.
Which one are you talking about? Are you talking about the coach going somewhere or the quarterback? You said
just the quarterback.
Won with a different coach.
Yeah, just that.
Because Brady
that
didn't win with a different coach. He won with Belichick.
Yeah, but then,
he won later again. But yes, but he already won.
No, right. That's why. I'm not even making like an Allen comparison. I'm just saying all these MVP quarterbacks that have gone to a different coach, I guess it is part of an Allen point. I'm not afraid of a future of Allen with a different coach. Look at these guys. They eventually had a different head coach and they all won. Although I don't know if Manning won with Caldwell. I don't think he did. But he won with John Fox eventually.
But some won already with their current coach, like Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, right?
That's right. All of those guys did win with their original coach too, so it's kind of a tough comparison. 803-0550. Good question. You know, to get on to McDermott here and as a topic, it's not really one that comes up a lot, but as you kind of heard, like, part of that is I just don't think, and Sal doesn't think either, his seat is warm at all, or even should be. Timeout here. We'll get to the exercise that I had planned for 8 that we'll get to when we come back. I want to know how many targets Sal thinks. We had Joe Marino's opinion on this yesterday a little bit more. Some of these other Bills receivers are going to get. We'll do that when we come back here on WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.